Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Jeffrey Seelman with us. Jeffrey is a professional clearing expert, teacher, author, psychic, and exorcist. After serving in the United States Air Force, thank you, by the way, Jeffrey, he studied metaphysical thought and philosophy during the 80s. In 1992, he brought his services to us, the public. Jeffrey clears negative emotional energy as well as negative spirits from individuals, living environments, property, and businesses. He teaches individuals how to protect themselves from the effects of negative emotional energy generated by living people, negative and demonic spirits, and methods to keep ourselves, families, and homes and businesses free and clear of accumulated negative emotional energy from the past and present. Jeffrey Seelman, back on Coast to Coast. Hello, Jeffrey.
Hi, George. Thanks for having me back on.
Thanks for saving the world. I appreciate it. How have you been?
I've been great. Very busy. A lot of problems in our world.
Oh, my gosh.
And so a lot of phone calls and a lot of emails from people who wish things were different.
World War II was long since gone before I was born, but I have never felt so much hatred on this planet as I have lately. Do you feel that too?
Oh, absolutely. I grew up in the 1960s and the 1970s. I'm 64 now, and neighbors were not unkind to each other, and certainly we had our problems all around the world, but we knew how to talk to each other, and I think we've lost that art form. And also because of the new media, which I'm a big supporter of, I'm used to work for an internet company as well, that we're also close together. Everybody is pretty much in everybody else's living room. So we have all these different contacts we didn't have all these different years ago. And so now so many people have so many different opinions, and the people who have the worst opinions, the people who have the most negative things to say, George, actually are doing the most talking, and they're talking the loudest.
Are people listening to them, Jeffrey?
Unfortunately, they are. People are looking for answers. I understand that we have a lot of problems in today's society with financial and emotional and all sorts of things. And we are looking for people who have answers, and some of these people don't have the answers. They're in it for themselves or for working for somebody else. And it's not true of everyone, but it's true of too many people. And so too many people are out for themselves who are running this world, and they're not looking out for the little guy. And that's something we all have in common.
Absolutely. Now, well, let's talk about negative thoughts for a moment, Jeffrey. What do they mean to you, negativity?
We all generate both positive and negative emotional energies and thoughts, completely natural. Where do these thoughts start from? They start from a non-physical point, a subconscious, nonverbal point in our minds, which is very much like telepathy. And telepathy is psychic ability, and we all have psychic ability. And so our thoughts come up from these very, very deep places. And before we even know that we're thinking of them and what we're thinking about, they're already on their way up, kind of like a snowball that starts out rolling down the hill really slow and then gets faster and faster as it goes down and larger down the hill. And until it becomes very powerful. And our thoughts are like that. And we have to take care of them. And we don't. We're not trained to do that. We're not taught to do that. None of us ever were. And so our thoughts can get out of control. And when that happens, emotional charges that correspond to each and every one of our thoughts can actually become more negative or more positive. We're not worried about the positive stuff. We are worried about the negative stuff. And if we don't watch our thoughts, if we don't be careful with our thoughts, tend to our thoughts, then they become out of control. And we can do things that we would not normally do. We can become angrier than we would normally get. All sorts of negative things can happen when we lose control of our own thoughts.
Can we control them?
We can. It's actually very easy to control our thoughts because they are our own thoughts, and our own thoughts do not weigh anything. They don't have any actual weight to them, you know, like a rock or what we weigh or something like that. So they can be manipulated very easily. Now, I'm not talking about manipulating our thoughts so that we don't have free will and free minds. I'm talking about taking care of our thoughts and making sure that our thoughts are what we want them to be, George. That our thoughts are constructive, positive, assertive. So it's okay if a person is angry. I'm not telling people out there, hey, don't get angry and watch your thoughts and don't...
We're humans. We have emotion.
We do, and it's okay if we think differently. My point is that we need to be careful that we don't let our thoughts get out of control. And so I believe in something called shaping thoughts, which is actually making our thoughts stronger by giving our thoughts energy, by thinking about them, and determining very quickly, are they positive? Are they good? Is what we're about to say going to be constructive to somebody else? To get our point across, whatever it may be. And I'm certainly not talking about mind control here because I don't believe in it. I'm talking about free will. I'm just talking about really taking care of our thoughts and our feelings.
Now, in terms of some of our thoughts, you mentioned that they can be manipulated. How is that done?
people can manipulate our thoughts because we are emotional creatures, what we just talked about on the phone here. And we can easily have our thoughts become amplified by other people's emotions that we hear in the media, or that we talk about, or that we read someplace, or a video that we're watching. All of these things can amplify our emotions. So I'm talking about other people that we listen to and read and watch in the media, people we talk to in our everyday lives or at work. It's also true that negative spirits, and there are several different kinds, negative spirits, which are just people who are dead and continue to do negative things, and also demonic spirits, which are much more powerful, the counterpart of angels, also like to break in to our emotional thoughts in order to amplify them with feelings like rage and anger, to throw them completely out of control. And again, to get us to do things that we would not normally do, to get our thoughts to be beyond our control and in the control of somebody else. Now, there are people out there who do this deliberately. They do nothing but go, you know, on the whatever social media or some kind of news media or something. And there are a lot of good people in the news, by the way. But there also are people who are simply trying to deflect us from reality and give us misinformation. And the same is true of spirits. Spirits are the same as people, except for they do not have physical bodies, but they are just as intelligent as we are, and they do know how to get us to become more angry or more happy, depending on what kind of spirit they are. We don't have to worry about the good ones, George, but it's the negative ones,
right,
the negative spirits that can amplify our feelings, and they do.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
What would you rather have around you, a negative spirit or a negative person?
We can see negative people, but we can't see negative spirits. We don't know that they're there. Sometimes we get feelings that there's something around us. That's something I handle as well. But we normally don't see spirits. So if I had the choice, George, I would take a person because at least I can see that person and I know it's coming.
Can spirits tune into us? Do they know what we're thinking?
Every spirit can read everybody else's mind. Telepathy is natural, and telepathy means mind-to-mind communication, speaking from one mind to another mind. We all do it on different levels 24 hours a day. We're all speaking to each other on different levels, and all spirits can pick up on every single one of our thoughts. There are no secrets in this universe, which is not a bad place to be. As long as there are no secrets, then there's not much to worry about. It's the people who think that there are secrets we have to worry about.
And these spirits control us by tapping into us?
They try. I don't think it's true of everyone. I don't think that they're successful with everyone. I think many of us have very strong minds, and I don't think it happens to all of us all of the time anyway. I do think that they can control us by throwing out a huge amount of anger or rage, just like somebody standing next to us and just fuming with anger and rage. Sooner or later, we're going to pick up on that, and it's going to affect us on an emotional level. That's what spirits do. Because they can read our minds, every single one of our thoughts, they know what makes us angry and what makes us mad, what makes us happy. And so they tend to send us these thoughts, and these thoughts come in the form, sometimes they're linear, like, I would like you to do that, or maybe I should do that. They're trying to impersonate our own thoughts. We have our own thinking voice. We all do. Sometimes their thoughts come in entire paragraphs at once. It's very common. That's also part of telepathy. Sometimes it comes in a sentence or even in entire concepts or ideas. And so we think these ideas are our own, and they might be, but we also might be the victims of negative spirits who are trying, and very successfully, very often, to get us to amplify our feelings.
Jeffrey, what is a negative spirit?
Most negative spirits are just negative people who are dead, and they continue to do negative things, George. They were probably doing negative things when they were alive, and now that they're dead, they really haven't changed at all. Some people change quite a bit when they pass on. Everybody changes to some degree, and some people don't change at all, especially right away, and they end up doing the same things that they were doing, except for now, they can't be seen. Everybody knows that they're doing it. I had mentioned that all spirits are telepathic, so that all spirits know that they're doing these things, but not all humans know when they're doing this to us.
Are there negative spirits all over the place?
Yes. There are, because there are people all over the place, and negative, there's more dead people out there than living people, although they're really not dead. But they really are all over the place, except for positive spirits don't live with us and don't hang around our houses and our workplaces and things like that. They come and they teach us things, maybe give us some good business advice, some good ideas, and then they leave. The negative ones are the ones that might hang around living people for a variety of reasons. It might be to interfere in our lives. It might be because they're feeling lost or lonely. They're frightened about traveling and to the other side, and when they're passed on, and when they passed on, and being around other spirits, because they realize that there were no secrets, that they were seen their entire lives doing whatever they were doing. And sometimes that's too much for some people, and they end up hanging around here Usually the attacks are something that are on people, not property, but it does happen when there's something wrong with the property.
How do we protect ourselves, Jeffrey, from these entities?
It's actually easier than we might think, George. All we have to do is strengthen our energy fields, which is our first line of defense. Some people call it the aura. We have this energy field that's really, really strong. And the negative emotional energies from other people who are living, and also spirits, cannot so easily get through these energy fields and energy defense systems if we practice them properly. And that's what I do. I teach people how to practice and create really strong energy fields so they're not so easily emotionally swayed by other people that we hear in the media or videos or television or any of the places we can, work environments, all of that. And we're not easily swayed or swayed at all by spirits. We can't see them. We don't know they're even speaking to us, but we need to protect ourselves, and we can do so. And it's actually very easy.
Jeffrey, can we feel negative and positive spirits?
We do, George. It's very common for people to feel positive spirits. We get these good, fuzzy, warm feelings inside of ourselves. Maybe a really good idea comes to us, or the fact that our grandmother loved us or something like that. And we say, wow, I think my grandmother was around or something like that. Most spirits are positive and some are not, just like people. Most people are positive and some are not. And I deal with the ones that are not. And we all can deal with the ones that are not positive. The negative spirits do not want us to know that we can easily defend ourselves from their anger and rage so that our emotional systems are not amplified. It's not going to affect us if we push back on the energies, and we don't have to see them coming. All we really have to do is know how to create a stronger energy field, and then we automatically do that. It's a natural thing for us to protect ourselves from living people's negative emotional energies and also from spirits' negative emotional energies. These are very natural methods that we can use to do that.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.